Yeah? Good, 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 good. Welcome. Welcome. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. On Monday, we have a very important saint feast. And the name of this saint is Saint Luke. The name of the saint is Saint Luke. Is any one of you know who Saint Luke is? Yeah. One of his disciples? Huh? Yeah, that's good. He wrote, not the chapter, he wrote the Gospel of Saint Luke. What also did he write? Did he write any other book? He wrote the Gospel of Saint Luke. What else did he write? Who knows? Huh? What else did he write? Guessing or? He wrote the Acts of Apostles. He wrote two books in the New Testament. He wrote the Gospel of St. Luke, and he wrote, yeah. You said that he was one of his disciples. Huh? Look now behind me. You find 12 disciples. Which one of the disciples is St. Luke here on these icons? Which one? This one. The third one. Who else? Quickly. We have only 10 minutes. The second one. The first one. The answer is none. He is not one of the disciples, the 12 disciples. He is one of the 70 apostles. The Lord Jesus Christ chose 12 disciples, and then he chose 70 apostles. Two groups. He sent them two by two in Luke 10. Not 70. 70. So, the Lord chose 12 disciples and 70 apostles. Among the apostles was St. Luke and St. Mark. We'll speak about St. Mark next week, God willing. But, do you know what was the profession of St. Luke? Can be اشتغل ايه? Quickly, you don't know. He was a physician. He was a physician. And also, he was an artist. He used to paint icons. He was like iconographers. Do you know what is the most famous icon Saint Luke painted? On the cross? St. Mary, bravo, Amir. How did we know St. Mary's picture from St. Luke? And St. Luke used to paint the icon of St. Mary while she was explaining to him the story of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why when you open the four Gospels, you found only the book of St. Luke explaining in full details the story of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He started, or she started, to explain him to the Annunciation of Archangel Gabriel to Zacharias concerning the birth of John the Baptist, and then the Annunciation of St. Mary by Archangel Gabriel, and then the visit of Saint Mary to Elizabeth when she knew that she was pregnant, and then the birth of Saint John the Baptist, and then the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where did we know the full story? From the mouth of Saint Mary herself, who was explaining to Saint Luke while he was painting his first icon to her. He was with Saint Peter and Saint Paul, and as you know, he wrote the Gospel and he wrote the Acts of Apostles, and then the emperor knew about him. He brought him to the palace, and he said, "They say that you are Christian. Are you?" He said, "Yes, I am Christian." He said, "You worship the crucified man?" He said, "No, I worship the resurrected man who was crucified and resurrected. He is the true God." And then he said, "How come that you write and betray the people to what is called Christianity?" He said, "Because Christianity is the true religion." Then the emperor ordered to cut the hand of Saint Luke. And then Saint Luke said to him, "I'm not a physician, but just to show you the power of the Lord," he took the right hand, who was cut, and he fixed it to his arm, and it was healed again, as if nothing happened to it. And then he took it back and gave it to the emperor and said, "I'm not a physician, but just to show you the power of the true God." Then the minister and his wife immediately believed in Jesus Christ and said, "This is the power of the Lord." So the emperor was enraged, and then he asked all the people who believed, who were about 260 persons, to be their heads to be cut off, and they were granted the crown of the martyrdom. May their blessings be with us. Amen. And the blessing of Saint Luke, the apostle. Saint Luke is one of the 70 apostles, and his profession was physician, and his hobby was icons, and he painted the first icon of. And he was martyred like Bad Bukhara day after tomorrow, Monday. He was about 50 years old when he was martyred. Yeah, because he lived with St. Peter and St. Paul until they went into heaven after their martyrdom, and then the emperor killed him. Any other question? Thank you for listening. And next week, inshallah, we'll take another few minutes together before the sermon. Thank you. Go to your lessons now. Before you go, let us pray in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one, Christ Jesus our Lord, then the kingdom, the power, the glory. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. To the deacon's lessons, please.